Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives. And we've got the Diva here tonight. We're so excited she was able to make it tonight. You there, Diva?
Hi, everybody.
Yay. Hey.
And we've got
the Diva.
And we can find her. We can find her at Diva of Duel, of course, as we always say. And we've got Mama Hooch over here, Marianne. Where can they find
Hi, everyone.
You?
Yes. We're out.
At
I'm at Mama underscore Hooch. Yeah. At Mama underscore Hooch.
Yeah. And this is Anna, and I'm at Cozy Hooch. So same last name, no relation. anyway, the Hooch family.
We don't want to admit it, but yeah.
Anyway. No. We really are related, but that's okay now. So I want to welcome you to the show tonight, and we've got to pimp our friends Bob and Amy Hapka. You can find them on Twitter. I don't know how often they're on Twitter anymore, at Bob Hapka, at Amy Hapka, and they're mostly on Facebook, I think, but shout out to them. And you can find probably one of the best places to find our past podcasts and all of our interviews. In date order, is on iTunes. If you're on the treadmill or walking or doing something or working around the house, where it's kind of fun to go relive some of those moments or maybe go back and listen to interviews with actors that we've talked with in the past that maybe you're just now discovering. So anyway, I encourage you to check that out. Where else can I? We're on Facebook and we cover Twitter, and then we've got a blog. Anybody want to add anything to that?
No.
Hello?
Hopefully you covered it pretty well.
covered most of it. All right.
Yeah.
And we always like to pimp a couple of our Days of Our Lives favorites at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow. And, of course, we also like to give a shout-out to Ian Buchanan's Twitter account at KiltTripUSA. And let's see. And then when Jen comes on, we'll have her give her Twitter account and such, and Bobby. So anyway, so it's nice to have the three of us together at the same time on the same show. And I think I actually last week I had watched 6 episodes in a row, the Friday before and all 5 of last week. This week I got through Thursday, but I missed Friday, which apparently looking at Marianne's show summary, I missed some good stuff on Friday. So
the bromance with Chad and Andre. Yeah, that was fun.
So do we want to start with maybe Lucas and Will, that story, that aspect? Would that be a good place to start?
Yeah, that was the beginning of the week, I think.
Okay. Yeah, the beginning of the week,
Monday,
right?
Show.
Yeah, so, of course, Lucas has fallen off the wagon, and he's really, really drinking a lot and just showing up drunk everywhere around town. And so he had already been told the week before that Gabby didn't want Ari to see her grandfather when he's drunk like that. So basically he feels like he's been shut out of his granddaughter's life. His daughter Allie is across the world, halfway around the world. And then his son Will has passed away a few years ago, was murdered a few years ago, supposedly. And so anyway, so Lucas is on this bender, and after he manages to insult everyone in the double wedding party and they leave, he's left alone in the church. Paul and Sonny and Abigail and Chad were at the church getting ready for just getting practicing and getting ready for their upcoming nuptials. He had come in last Friday and or week before, and basically ruined the whole mojo of the whole thing. And then they all left, and he was mm-hmm. left there to sort of review his life, so to speak. And he was praying and kind of,
He said something about what did
stuff.
You ever, to God, what did you ever do to me? What did I ever do to you? He kept yelling and, trying to understand, why is this all happening to him?
Right. Because he had finally gotten his life going again with Adrian after mm-hmm. mourning the loss of his son, which, of course, he was always mourning him. But, he had found love again and real love in Adrian. And then, of course, fake Adrian, Bonnie, a.k.a. Bonnie, dumps him, as we've seen. So, anyway, mm-hmm. he was just doing all that. And then he turns around, right, and Will appears to him as a, kind of a figment of his imagination. I don't really think it's meant to be a ghost because of what we know is coming up. So it's clearly his mind doing this, his drunken state.
Right.
But do you want to kind of take it from there for a little bit and kind of?
Oh, I know. He said, oh, you're not real, or, this is, I'm drunk or
Will.
Whatever.
It's Will,
real.
His son.
His Will, his son. And it was nice to see Chandler Massey back, and mm-hmm. their scenes were just so, if I can try to remember back, their just scenes were just so powerful. And it's just like, he never left, the kind of chemistry between them was really good. And he's trying to convince his dad about, I remember one line I thought that was really great. He was telling his dad, can't give up on love. And Lucas just looked at him and said, yeah, but love has given up on me. And I thought, that was just, kind of just sums it all up of the way Lucas is feeling at the time. I don't know anything. I just know they just had a heart to heart back and forth. I can't remember exactly everything that was said. Do you remember anything more? I know that's one thing that stuck out to me was that when he said that.
Carrie, did you, on that aspect, did you have anything that stuck out to you?
I didn't get to watch the end of it. I was having a hard time with NBC.com. Everything kept getting stuck.
It always turned it off.
It always does
for me, too.
Yeah, can someone tweet me if there is a good YouTube person who's uploading. I know Daze is getting everything deleted, but holy cow.
I don't think the ones that are doing it aren't wanting it publicized.
So maybe we can DM you. there's different ones. Yeah, there's a couple different places I go. So we'll have to DM you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on top of that, you have to watch the same commercials 60 times.
I know.
Oh, my God, that drives me insane. But, I didn't get to see the end of Monday. I just remember Lucas is really upset that Sonny was moving on and getting married again.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to be a lot of – that really seems to be generally upsetting him. I'm very happy with Brian DiTillo. It's nice seeing him getting good stuff to play for a change.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the scenes in the hospital where they had him tied down. Jennifer found him.
Just to wrap up that scene. Mm-hmm. Will and Lucas basically had some really amazing scenes. It's just Will trying to, like you said, not have him give up on life. He even suggests that maybe Sammy might want another go.
He says, well, how about mom again? And he said, that's just not ever going to work again. And he was trying, they were bringing up other ones that he was with, like before, like Chloe. Of course, we know Chloe's back in town. But he says, or maybe somebody different. You know, they were naming the different ones that he was with. So, yeah, he says, or there's somebody different out there for you.
So, you're right about the chemistry, and it is like he never left. It's amazing. And they handled it really well, I think. And then, so after that, so essentially then Will disappears, and Lucas goes to grab him, like to hug him, and he trips over himself and bumps into the bench and passes and hits the bench and or the pew and basically falls to the ground and passes out, and turned out he had like alcohol poisoning and everything. So there, you can take it from there now. Was it the hospital scene? You know, then next thing we see, I think on Wednesday's show, was it Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead. Well, that, I guess they took him. I think, I'm trying to, who found him with Jen? Was it Jen and Abigail?
Abigail had told.
Told them
that they had seen him at the church, and so I think didn't Jennifer find him?
Yeah, Jennifer found him. Yeah, well, yeah, and then after they found him, Kate was there too. Kate and Jennifer found him because Kate was like really upset.
Oh, that's
and she was
right.
Screaming
that's
at
right.
Lucas.
That's
yeah,
right.
They found
Jennifer had gone over to
Jennifer had gone over to the
mansion. Yeah.
Right. And then the next, after we saw that, then the next time we see him, he's in the hospital bed and they have him tied down and he's screaming and that. And then they all, Kayla comes in and Kate came in and Jennifer and I think Abigail, Maggie was there, all trying, they want him to go to rehab. And he's just adamant that he's not going to go to rehab. And there was good scenes with Kate, you know, pleading with him. And he says, and he gets in her face again, "What do you mean you fired me?" You know, she says, "Well, I was just doing that, you know, tough love." He says, and back again, "Yeah, I know about your tough love and all that."
Yeah.
So it was the, and Maggie was, you know, pleading with him, and she's been there before, and, you know, she wanted him to go
he's
back.
He's like, "I know what this is. It's an intervention."
An intervention. Like, and it's, "Oh, I'm not going. I'm not doing it. I'm not, you know." So, yeah, those scenes with everybody trying to convince him, and I guess he was, you know, they let him go from the hospital, so I guess he's not going to. So I'm sure there's going to be more problems with him, I guess, coming up. I don't know. So I guess he'll probably see Will. Will. Segue back to Will.
Yeah.
Will appeared again, too. He popped up in bed with Sonny.
That's what I mean. I didn't see that part. I didn't see that part.
Okay. Because he's like, you think, you know, they're kissing and everything. "Oh, God, you're back." And he says, "Well, of course it was Sonny having a dream." And he turned around and, you know, then Paul's asking him, like, you know, "What's wrong? And then Sonny said, "Did I say anything?" And Paul said, "No, but you were very restless." And he says, "We need to discuss, you know, Will." And Paul knows there's all these unresolved issues with Will, but Sonny doesn't want to talk about it because Sonny still has those feelings for Will. So you know what this is all setting up for, you know. Will's alive somewhere, I suppose. I don't know how that's going to be. But, yeah, so.
Any theories on that, Carrie?
I'm sorry?
Any theories on that, Carrie?
You know what?
Or
I don't know.
Or like how they're going to do it?
I don't know. I just hope it's not another Demira thing. That's the only thing. That's been played way too many times.
Probably what it is, though, I'm wondering. Or maybe something with Ben.
Well,
because Ben was the one that supposedly killed him, and he's coming back. So, and he's going to be,
I
guess he's crashing the way.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, too. Okay, here's my thought. This occurred to me today, and I don't know if it has any, you know, bearing or anything, but okay, so what had happened was Sonny was on his way back, right? Will had left that message saying that he loved him and that he understood if he never came back. And so then Sonny decides he's coming back to be with them. And I'm wondering, okay, would Victor or somebody like that be like, "Heck, I don't want him back with Sonny because he broke his heart," or something like that? I don't know. It kind of made it like, at least it would be different than the Demiras being involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Something other than the
But
than
I don't know
Demir's.
How, because with Crazy Ben, it's like, but then Crazy Ben, we saw him choke to death or strangle the
And the Demir's had nothing to do with that necktie killer whole spree. That the Demir's
right.
had nothing to do with that.
Right.
So right. So unless they say it was all with Demir's.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
To see how they resolve that.
I just got a theory. Sammy
what?
Did it. Sammy faked his death.
Oh.
Remember
oh.
when he died? Remember while she was out of town, and then she showed up around the
yes.
time he died.
Oh, yeah.
And remember when they
yeah.
told her? Remember she didn't even shed a tear
for
a while.
Yeah.
She was like really weirdly
and
calm.
And she showed up. Wasn't it like, oh, isn't it fortuitous that I'm in town when my son dies? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good.
And then
we
coming back.
Yeah, that could definitely.
Yeah. And she's coming back the 13th. So.
Uh-huh.
All right. So that's my theory.
Well,
I'm throwing it out there.
But why
okay.
would they do that?
I like it. That's a good.
Yeah.
To protect him, maybe? From.
See, maybe to protect him from Ben. Been gone all these years now, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well,
I don't
and then,
know what her
okay,
motive
so
is.
Did you guys notice when. Okay, when they got, did you guys see the scenes when, I mentioned this last time maybe, when they got Marlena and John out of the, and Andre
right.
out of Bayview, they rolled mm-hmm. the patient in and didn't show his face, but showed his
right.
hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked a lot like Chandler Massey's physique. I mean, it could be somebody totally different. But I wonder if, somehow, you know, he's had to be there all this time or something.
Maybe they're Ben and him are both there. You know, I don't know.
Oh, or that's right, because you were wondering if maybe it was Ben. That's right. That would even
Ben.
Make more sense. Yeah.
Because
sense
I thought they said
Ben
is
so
or something from the sanitarium or something. And I think
yeah,
when you
okay.
see the wedding
so
being
Ben.
Crashed, you think it's probably going to be you think it's Will, maybe, but I think it's going to be Ben. If I read the spoilers right or if I understand the spoilers right,
oh,
on the spoilers, it's going to be
okay.
one or the other, I'm thinking. But I thought Ben
oh,
comes back.
Oh, because Abigail.
Glad to see him back.
Oh, that's right.
Because of Abigail.
Oh, I love
yeah.
him. But it's weird because
yeah, oh,
I'm
yeah.
used to thinking of him with the old, the original Abigail, or not the original, but the last one, you know, Kate Mansfield.
Yeah.
So I mean,
right.
it's different because it's like this is going to be a different girl.
Different,
but that's right.
right.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. true. He could show up. That makes sense. Okay, that's right. That's a better theory. So then we just don't know as far as Will. We just don't know yet.
Now
but
how
I like
Will
theory,
is really
going to
show up,
Carrie.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like your theory, Carrie.
Yeah.
I think that sounds very plausible. somehow, some way. Maybe Sammy used all that money, you know, or something. Remember, because she had
yeah.
half
all her Demir
money at one point.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get a car and you get a car.
Yeah. I wonder how the Demir is going to react to Sam, especially Andre, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be
oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah,
it'd be
stole all the money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, or took all the Demir money.
And okay, so let's yeah. see. Okay, so anyway, so Lucas had the intervention. Well, sort of an intervention, but I guess you said on Friday he gets out of the hospital. So he may show up drunk. There could be all kinds of people showing up to break up that wedding.
to break up that wedding,
what,
yeah.
Drunken Lucas.
Like, you're supposed to be married with my son. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see.
And those were good. There were some really good scenes with, you know, because Lucas is basically calling Sonny on the carpet, like, you know, you're the reason my son's dead and all this stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, basically
and
just
Paul
stirring up a lot of feelings because this is Sonny moving on and then Paul, yeah. And so there were some really good scenes with Sonny processing some of that stuff with Chad, and that, you know, he thinks about Will every day and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah,
like,
those were good scenes with Chad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then didn't you guys love it when they were waiting for the
yes.
tailor to come? And
the
Chad,
tailor to come.
Chad and Sonny are there. The tailor comes in and he's
uh-huh.
like, so which one's the groom? And they're like, we're both the groom. And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh.
And so that was cute enough.
And then Chad decides to play it up, and he, like, kisses Sunny on the cheek.
Kisses Sunny.
Like,
yeah.
It was so funny. It was really cute.
Yeah, because he thought they were the
and
couple.
And then later, Paul comes in and kisses Sunny on the cheek, and he's, like, you know, talking about the wedding.
Yeah,
and
then
Taylor's like, so they're like, so how many grooms are there? And they're like, are there three grooms? And they're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, now that you mentioned it, yeah. You know,
or three
rooms.
That
was cute. Yeah.
That
was a cute.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was funny. But since we're talking about the wedding, of what happened on Friday with Andre and Chad and the bachelor party and.
Yeah.
Talking about the bachelor party. They haven't had it yet, but yeah. They're sitting and Andre comes in and Chad's there and he comes in and he says, "Well," he said, "what should we plan for what debauchery should we plan for your last night, you know, as a free man or whatever?" And he says, "I want to throw you a bachelor party." And Chad just like bursts out laughing like, "Really?" He said, "Somehow, Andre, that doesn't seem to be your thing," kind of thing. And he says, he's laughing. He says, "What are we going to have, martinis on the deck or whatever?" And Andre goes, "Whoa, yeah," or something like that. You know, so he wants to throw Chad a bachelor party, and he says, "Well, one thing is no strippers or something." Chad says, "No strippers." And he's no. Said, so I don't know what Andre's planning. So that will be very interesting to see what kind of bachelor party this is going to be. But they were kind of bonding, and Andre's more or less apologizing again for what he did, and he really wants to. And they were reminiscing about. Andre was staring at the picture of Stefano, and Chad said, "Are you kind of thinking what kind of bachelor party the old man might have thrown me, or whatever?" And Andre says, "I shudder to think." Or something like that, and they were so they were kind of bonding over Stefano, and they were and then something about he's called him bro. He said, "Okay, bro," and Andre looks at him. He said, "Bro," he said, "don't never again. Don't call me bro." It's just the way he said it. It's like so. And Abigail came in, and she was all happy to see them that way. And of course, before Andre leaves. What's Chad say? "See ya, bro." And Andre gives him this funny look. So it was the chemistry between Billy Flynn and Taylor. It was just a fun scene to watch. So I don't know. I think next week, spoilers or something's next week, there's some kind of bachelor party. So I don't know. It should be fun to watch. Yeah. So that was what was going on.
Well, let's just put it this way. It could never be – I hesitate to say never, but I'm pretty sure it could never be anything worse than the Touch My Thighs hot tub parties in Vegas that we had in 2007.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I know. Now, you know, Andre,
somehow
Andre's is going to be classy and sophisticated, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Classy, sophisticated, snobby, something like that. You know, it's got to be something like that.
Definitely.
So we'll have to see.
Have Costco nuts at that. There definitely won't be Costco
nuts at that party. No, no, I don't think so. So, yeah.
Carrie, do you have anything on that?
Oh, I thought it was so funny watching them talk about the bachelor party, and they have such great chemistry. Taylor and Billy Flynn, I enjoy watching them.
They make it look so easy. Like to this, and if you watch the little nuances that they do between each other, their characters, and you know how the way they look at them, or maybe Chad will hit him and like poke him in the side, and he'll look at him, and so yeah, I think they have a really, really good chemistry together.
So,
but it was fun to watch. You'll have to catch it if you can.
Oh, I definitely will. Let's see. I had a thought, and I can't remember. And then Abigail making him wait 2 days for the wedding now. Were getting all hot and heavy. And she said she wanted to wait and kind of make it And then let's see. Oh, there were some good scenes with Abigail. Was it this week? Abigail and Gabby talking about how, you know, Ari was going to be the flower girl for both weddings, both couples at the wedding. And, you know, and Gabby is trying to be really gracious about it and all. And they were talking about how they, you know, they're friends and they love each other. And they don't, you know, it's like they're, it's hard because they both shared a man. In fact, Abigail back at the Demira Mansion when she was talking to Chad says, "Oh yeah, and it did occur to me that the last time you the last woman in that bed wasn't me or something like that." It was like there was
a woman
in that bed the last time, and he's thinking, "Oh crap,
here we go again. But, now she's gonna have second thoughts again." And they're all gone. Abigail, please.
And then And then Eli is going to take Gabby to the wedding. She decided she is going to go because Ariana's in a wedding, but it's just hard, you know. And then something I didn't see coming that was cute. Did you guys see the scenes with Doug and Julie? They were adorable.
Oh my gosh.
I think at Horton Town Square eating. And
I like the whole idea.
Toast, and they were so cute. And then they were talking about Doug's place and reminiscing, and she thought, they were putting, the federal government was putting TBD, Club TBD, up for sale because Dario ran off and everything.
Dario, yeah.
And so they were going to do a foreclosure sale kind of thing. And
an auction.
They were going to do an auction. She got the idea, like, light bulb, I could go to that auction and buy the club, and then he would be able to sing and do that again.
I love that idea.
Because I could definitely tell. I mean, there's definitely an improvement in the romance department in that, remember how we used to say, well, we want romance, and then they'd be like, okay, Maya and whoever would go to the beach and be on the, let's have a picnic. You're like, that's not what we mean. You know, A, we don't even care about Mia or Maya or whatever her name was. But it was like, what I'm loving is you can tell in the dialogue, they're bringing back history. I mean, every day on the episodes, I mean, even if it's just a so-so day with characters I don't really care about as much, it's like my history, you know, buzzers going off several times per episode, like, oh my gosh, it's like real people talking about their lives and their history together, you know. And so the Doug and Julie thing, I just had so much love.
And speaking
of
history, they mentioned Faye and Brandon. This is another thing, but we
Faye
can go back
Walker.
To the, yeah, that was mentioned.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
We'll get back to that.
The thing of it is, and so it's like, it's just neat that they're doing so many layers. And I know they're working hard at it, but it just shows you that when you have the knowledge, like with Sherry Anderson back and Ryan Kwan, who actually has watched the show for many, many years before he was even writing for the show. I mean, he's younger generation, but he's been a fan of the show. And Sherry was the one that was there during the golden years writing all these things. And so, you know, and then to have this, you know, writer come in, you know, Ron come in and really add some humor and some, you know, levity to the whole, you know, to Salem. And then also layer in all that history that I'm sure Sherry and Ryan are contributing to all that. But it's like, and then you combine that with the Coolitons writing, the scripts and everything, at least some days. And it's like, you're like going, wow, this feels like, I mean, in other words, they didn't have to go on, you know, Doug and Julie didn't have to go on another cruise to have romance. I mean, the dialogue and their affection for one another was romance. I mean, it was like you watch that and you're
and
just like, oh my gosh,
that
you know.
Him, or get it for him, yeah.
Yes, and so then she wants to buy the club. And then, you know, Chloe, meanwhile, had gone to Brady and asked for a loan to buy it because she's decided she wants to set up roots here in Salem, and she decided she's tired of letting other people decide her destiny, and so she's going to own the business, and then she can set up a stage.
Did you see any kind of little chemistry between those two, or a little setup between them two?
I can see that.
Since they're hanging, Yep, and then you
I
had,
can
you know,
see
because
that.
Of the whole Eric and Nicole thing. So now Chloe's are, you know, I don't know if they're going to go there, but there's a possibility maybe, I guess.
And,
so
and
anyway,
now I'm back to liking Chloe again. Last time, last round, I didn't, last couple of rounds, I didn't like Chloe.
I'm getting back
this
to liking
time,
Chloe.
She came back and she's
and
been
Brady
trying to
is
save
such an ass.
Lucas and,
ugh.
I know.
Yeah, Brady's being an ass.
So
really.
Anyway, so they
his
go
dark
to
side's
this,
coming
so
out again.
Julie and Chloe show up at the auction at Club TBD, and their dialogue was great. Oh my gosh, you had
the little snipe
on wheels on both ends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then they would be nice again, and then it was like, you know, it was great dialogue.
Even Chloe
really
thought it was so
scenes.
Sweet what Julie wanted to do.
Yes,
Chloe
yes.
even meant she said that
yes.
is just so sweet, and she
yes.
I think she really meant it too. But then, Julie was kind of patronizing to her, like, where'd you come
but,
up with this kind of money?
You know, I liked it because both women stood their ground, which I really liked. I mean, both of them. Carrie, did you notice that? How they didn't like, okay, you can have it or whatever. You know, it's like, I liked that they both, like, they were both softened by, like, Julie appreciated, like, that you know, Chloe was wanting to have a new life and, you know, have something that was hers that she could really build. And then, of course, Chloe was, like, touched by the story that Julie was saying. She said, it's like I'm giving – she said, I'm going to surprise Doug with it. She goes, it's like a Valentine I'm giving to him. And she was like, that's so sweet. It was, like, the sweetest thing ever. And then, like, Julie's like, so does that mean you're going to let me buy it? And she's like, no, hell no. So anyway, they had to go to the auction, and that guy, that Myron or whatever, showed up, and he had a bunch of money supposedly, and he was bidding in a bidding war with each of them. And then when it came right down to it, they ended up being able to outbid him by putting their money together, and you know they were each going to spend about $250,000. And it ended up going for $500,000. And so they put their money together. So now they're and Julie's like, I'm really not a bad boss. I mean partner. You know?
Partner, yeah.
You
oh, so you're
gonna
see them clashing.
Like, yeah.
You know, this is
oh,
setting
yeah.
up to be clashing over there.
You know, yeah. But anyway, so they ended up going into it together to be partners, and you know, so that will be an interesting, but I love it. It's like, you know, women,
yeah, I really
you know,
thought
women
that was
getting together.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Me
whole,
too. Yeah.
And I didn't. And that's something you
thought,
didn't see coming.
I thought very little of
at all.
No, I didn't.
You know,
yeah, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so and then you have the whole Hope, who looked beautiful in her green blouse. I must say, I love that blouse, and I love the blouse Kate was wearing too during most of the week, not the first part of the week.
And Julie had that red on. She looked really good. Too.
Oh, I love that. That she looked great too.
Yeah, with her hair.
So
yeah,
I know she's so pretty. She just is great.
Mm-hmm.
I just love her. Mm-hmm. And then so let's see. So at the cop shop, basically now that they've you know Rains is no longer there since he was carted off to jail. They're looking for a new commissioner, and Abe asked Roman. And Roman's like, not no, but hell no. He's like, because I'm trying to keep
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and then Roman says, why don't you get your old job back?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I'll run for mayor, and you should resign. And you
yeah, you,
commission.
Yeah.
So then Abe was like, then they were kind of joking, and then he says, well, give me some suggestions. So he goes back to the, so then it turns out his suggestions are Hope or Rafe. And so now what they've, part of the week they were going back and forth with Hope's like, I don't want it because I don't want it to have to be his boss, you know, and I loved it that they came back around it. I mean, I'm not like, you know, I just like.
Well, JJ and Lonnie kind of convinced each one to do it.
Yeah, right, right. And so I think Rafe kind of thinks he's going to get it because the way Hope left it was kind of like, you know,
I don't want
she
it.
Wasn't going to go for
they
it.
They think the other
and
don't
now
want it. So.
She's, yeah, and so they're both going for it.
They're
and,
both going for it, not knowing that the other one
is. I say just hire Eli to do it as long as he's shirtless.
I thought
episode.
That's what was
anyway,
going to happen because he got fired by the FBI.
That's
so
yeah.
I thought they were going to give it to Eli.
He's awfully young.
It still
yeah.
might happen. But it still might happen. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It still might happen.
Yeah. But anyway, but, so, and of course, Raven.
Hope she get it over Raven, by the way.
Day.
If I have to pick
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hope
oh,
for sure.
How did I not
yeah.
see that coming? So.
Yeah.
But Carrie,
one,
what did you think
one,
of how all that
main reason is because she's a woman. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie, how did you think, what did you think of all, how that all played out? Hello?
Hi.
Carrie?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we lost you.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, for a little bit there, I lost some audio. What were
okay.
you guys talking about?
What did you think
audio?
Of the Hope and Rafe? Oh, Hope and Rafe, you know,
going for
being up for commissioner?
Commissioner.
Yeah.
Oh, I said on Twitter, and I got a lot of retweets on that one. Neither one of those idiots should be a commissioner ever.
Yeah. Eli, right? We were saying Eli, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I thought Madison was
thinking.
Eli
that's what
the
I was
FBI.
Thinking, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean,
that was, that, you know.
Hope killed, Rafe basically.
Oh, Hope brought that
Hope.
Up, too. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rafe is
yeah.
very good at covering up murders. I
yeah.
mean, Hope killed Stefano and Rafe.
Just
Gabby.
Think about it.
And then Sammy and EJ,
really
I mean,
just,
Rafe
yeah.
helped cover up Sammy shooting EJ in the head when EJ was passed out, completely defenseless.
Forgot
he
about
covered
that.
Up that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
none of those idiots should be
yikes.
Commissioner ever.
Yeah.
And Hope did bring
kinda
that up herself. She
pure...
said, I shot
yeah.
Stefano, and even Lonnie said, well, yeah.
yeah,
but he's not dead. Well, yeah, really is. They just made you – I wonder if that will ever come out again, you know, because they just made her believe that he's
yeah.
dead but, you know, or alive, but he's not.
So, anyway,
that's
they're actually making the cop shop kind of interesting right now. So that's kind of
I really thought Roman might take it back. I really thought, oh, they're going to bring Roman back again.
I thought
again.
So for a second. Yeah.
I really thought so again, yeah.
Yeah, and then as he was asking him, well, do you have any suggestions, all of a sudden I thought, well, Hope would be obvious because she's been there for a long time.
She's the one, right.
And she knows everything.
And that's what even Rafe said. He says, you've been here longer than me. Yeah, yeah, Rafe.
Yeah.
For sure.
So.
Yeah.
And your IQ is at least 20 points higher anyway.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. I mean, Carrie, I agree with you on the their histories and all, but there again, running
right.
a purity test for the Salem commissioner is going to be awfully hard. So it's like, who among them? But Eli would be a good choice. Although he's so young, it would be an interesting dynamic to have him come in and be the boss of Rafe, who he's trying to date his sister, who, you know, he's not happy about, you know. So that would be kind of interesting. And then Lonnie, the whole Lonnie dynamic. But, it's at least they've made the workplace. They've made
lots
the
of different
shop interesting
stories
for
going on here. You know, lots of good
yeah,
stories kind
yeah.
of.
And,
they're all kind of together.
And let's see. They didn't have a lot of Hattie's things passed, but they didn't, at least Monday through Thursday,
I guess she's
they didn't
back
have
to
any
jail.
Of the
they haven't really
there.
Said. We haven't seen if Hattie's gone back to jail or if she's going to get out of
Hattie,
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't
you know,
know yet,
so
yeah.
she still might get
but,
out. I still like her to stay on with Roman. I mean, I
know,
she
I
has
love
to stay.
I love Hattie a lot more than Marlena.
I know.
Okay,
everyone.
So you mentioned the Abe and Nicole, because Eric definitely has feelings for Nicole, and now Nicole's realizing she does have some feelings for
and
Eric.
Now she's realizing
so,
she does.
So.
Yeah.
She ran into Abe, and you were saying you want to take it from there. She or somebody.
Yeah,
and she was.
Yeah, and he could tell something was wrong. And he says, "Is there anything you want to talk about?" And I can't tell Abe this. And he says, "Now you know, because of your mom." And he says, "I've always been, you know, kind of looking out for you." And you know, and they mentioned Brandon. You know,
I've always
you and Brandon
family.
When Brandon. Yeah.
Like
yes,
Faye.
I always thought of you as
yeah.
family with Brandon and Faye. And so she did finally confide in which I thought that was a nice to kind of bring in that relationship.
Yeah. I love that.
Of course, being it's going to last for long because she's going
to
leave. But yeah, and she more or less confided in him about now she is having feelings for Eric, and she's afraid if she stays there. And he more or less told her, you know, when people work that close together and they start having feelings, and you know, he more or less advised her not to continue to work there. So she was going back, you know, to tell Eric. And then we have jealous ass Brady, who is so jealous, even though nothing, I guess now maybe he does have a reason, but at the time he didn't, because really nothing was going on.
I do have a fundamental question before we go through the rest of that story, the storyline. Mm-hmm. Do we like dumb as a box of rocks Brady better, or evil, maniacal, jealous, controlling Brady?
I don't know, but Brady's gone back and forth.
Can we ever have
dark before?
Brady's at once? Could we like?
Yeah, we need him to be both,
and they could just be gray
merge.
Brady. We like a gray.
Yes,
Brady.
Yes, gray Brady.
I like a gray Brady
because we've gotten the dark
he's not
crazy
like
Brady before.
Caught in the headlights, stupid.
Yeah.
Over Kristen and stupid over.
And Brady went there with Eric and Kristen. He says, "I can't believe you went talking about." She drugged me, you know, more or less he was, you know, this is another of my women that you're taking, you know, he went after. He said, wait a minute, she drugged me, you know, don't even go there. So, but Brady came to Eric and more or less says, I want you to fire Nicole. And he knows Nicole loves this job, and he's kind of manipulating her and going behind her back and then talking real nice to her and like, you should stay. And, and in the meantime,
here's
he's telling,
question, though,
you know, they're fire.
Yeah, well, here's my question. Don't you think she wants to work there and all, but don't you think since she's married to like a multi-billionaire, millionaire family, that she would be working pro bono, you know? I mean, I would think. So why the budget would have anything to do with her job? So anyway, I just had to put that aside. I'm like thinking, you know, here she's
and actually
for a charitable
she wouldn't even
organization.
Have to take a, yeah, right. She's,
anyway,
or as a volunteer, if she wanted to go and do good, she didn't have to be getting paid for it.
Right.
I always thought she would just go back as a volunteer.
Yeah, that's
part,
yeah,
you know, yeah, that
was
so we have that.
So that was a little
Brady,
bit lame. But,
you know.
So yeah, but
Chloe was kind of the one that let it drop. Yeah.
Yes.
Because Chloe thought when Brady said, "Oh, we all cleared the air," and I know, and of course, she thought that Eric came the whole way clean and said he had feelings, thought that they didn't really sleep together or do anything. But so, yeah, he kind of let that broaden. And Brady went like ballistic, you know, how throwing, smashing and drinking. He's drinking it. He took a drink. He finally took a drink before he was drinking water when Chloe came in, and she thought he was drinking again, but it was only water. So she kind of, and she went back to Eric and apologized to Eric because she let it slip. So then Eric made the decision, instead of firing Nicole, he was going to quit. So he quit, and this other new guy
came in that he had hired. Okay.
Yeah, so
Nicole
came back, and then there's this other guy there, and he said, well, Eric quit, and you're taking over his job. And because he had called Julie and said he was quitting, then he ran into Jennifer and told Jennifer that he was leaving. So Nicole's going after him, trying to find him.
Dear.
So, yeah, so that's where we are. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at with them. So that's kind of all complicated there. And then you see Chloe kind of like with Brady. So I don't know.
Which I thought they had chemistry when she left. I've mentioned this before. Right before she left, when she was being a prostitute for a period of time, I thought he was trying to help her out and everything, and I kind of saw some chemistry then. So I was kind of, you know, sad that they wrapped it at that point and she left. So,
and
I have to disagree with the writers.
I didn't like them going with Brady and Nicole again. Not Brady, I mean, Eric and Nicole. I didn't see the chemistry as much as I do with Eric.
Yeah.
I mean, with Brady and Nicole. This definitely was different.
I agree. Brady put his whole life, he gave up his whole life to go and hide with her. And they have this little family with Tate and Holly and everything.
And she got everything she wanted
happy.
Now. And now she's messing it up. And Brady, they're both messing it up.
I can see Yeah, and it's just really honestly kind of aggravating and stupid. I mean, yes. Granted, I know you wouldn't want it to be boring because once people are happy on soaps, then they're boring or whatever. But
they weren't even happy that long. Let them be happy for a little bit.
I know.
Yeah. Anymore, they don't let couples long enough. They break them up too quickly. Because you had Beau and Hope.
Yeah.
Beau and Hope had a long time of being together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want them.
Emotional payoff.
There's not a, right. They're not together long enough before you start having the problems, I guess. I don't know. That's how I say it. But anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just frustrating when you know she's going to leave. You know, it's just like, okay.
I know.
So I take it now Brady's, I mean, Greg Vaughn's not supposed to leave, right? He's not leaving too, or is he?
I don't think so.
I mean, Eric's supposed to stay, right? Yeah.
Of course, then that could be the triangle, Chloe, Brady, and, you know, once again, Brady's fighting with his brother for a woman. I mean, that could be an angle.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be, but.
So, yeah. So that was that.
Carrie, any thoughts?
I love Carrie.
Oh, I know. I thought you were an Eric.
Oh,
Nicole
that's
fan.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I love that's Eric right. Cole, and it makes me so mad that Ariane's leaving soon. And all we have is angst. And I like Brick Cole, too.
I know.
But I just think, Eric Cole's 1,000 times hotter, though. I think Brick Cole's more friendly relationship.
Yeah, I see that. I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
But I think for me, it was such a 180 at this point in her character history. You know, like, it's like you said, Marianne, she finally has what she wants, and it's
right.
not.
Yeah.
Gonna last long.
And all of a sudden,
and you're right. I mean,
she hated.
And I do wish the
Eric for so long. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay. She forgives him, and now it's even more. It was great that she forgives him, but then it was so fast that it became more than that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Karen, you are very cool. And like, now that you know that it's whatever it is, it's not gonna be the payoff you like because she's leaving. So, so frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
Greg Vaughn is one of the most beautiful. Oh my gosh! I could sitting across from him. That time.
But does anybody like his
such
hair?
A sweet guy.
That's my thing.
His hair
I don't
right
like
now
the
is
way...
a little strange. I mean,
I do not
his
like
his hairstyle
that.
The way it is right now is a little odd. Yeah.
Greg changed it. I was like, ugh, I do not like that. I mean, back in the when he had a little
that's
bit of scruff, the shorter hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I liked it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway.
What do you think, Carrie? Since you're
I don't care what I don't care about his hair. He's just
she's
fine.
Like, yeah, he has hair.
Yeah,
she's
you
like,
can overlook the
like,
hair.
He has hair on his. He's like, you have hair? What hair on his head? I don't understand.
How are my eyes are drawn to that hair? It's like all woof, up there, like, and it's all flipped back up there.
It was
a little
different. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did notice it this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not every day, but
anyway.
I did notice it one day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie's not looking at that part. let's see. We've got Jen and Bobby on, and this thing's going to go off in 12 minutes. So let me bring them on real quick.
All right. We could still talk afterwards. I only made it for an hour, but that's fine. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, because I noticed that it was programmed for an hour, so I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. Did you want to bring them on?
I'm trying.
Oh.
Here. Let's see. Let me see. I got so carried away. We were talking. I was like, oh. Hey, Jen. You there?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
hi, Jen.
How's it going?
Good.
Pretty good. I'm gonna go ahead and bring Bobby on too. But Jen, you go ahead and talk first. I just wanted to let Bobby in too. So, what are your thoughts?
What did you think of the scenes between Eric and Jen? I really like them together.
I do like them together.
I do too.
I do too. Yeah,
well,
I do.
Well, I know that you alluded to earlier how much you enjoy the Eric and Nicole scenes. Well, haven't a lot of people forgot about Jen and Eric? Because I think with Ari leaving, that would be the couple right there, unless Chloe wants to just start them interacting with Eric. Because I think either Chloe or Jen would be better
Chloe
off for Eric at this point, with Ari and Zucker leaving and with everything else. And I know that maybe they can ask and reach out to Jen Lilly, and if not Jen Lilly, just hire maybe Rebecca Budding, who used to hang on General Hospital, as Teresa.
Teresa might be back. Who knows?
Or Alyssa Menzu, who used to be Kendall on All My Children, to be Teresa. Because those would be the possible three candidates that can likely play Teresa at this point in time. I know Jen is busy with Hallmark Channel movies like Allison Sweeney, so that would be next to impossible. So either Rebecca Budding or Alyssa Menzu, the two that used to be on All My Children, would be the likely candidates to be Teresa. I don't know about Alyssa with her commuting back and forth from the East Coast, West Coast, and everything else. So that would be my possible candidate as far as if you want to recast the role of Teresa at this point in time and just have Bray reunite with Teresa. But the real reason why I wanted to call right quick, and I just want to get this in quickly, is have the new app, the new emoji app?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. We need to, say about that, the emoji app. That was a lot of fun. I don't know if anybody saw the videos. Did you guys have a chance to see the video?
I saw the video, but I kind of just got in the hang of it within 2 minutes of it. The only thing is, being that my iPod Touch, which is set to receive everything but phone, it won't allow me to text emojis. And as I was explaining to half the cast the other day, I never was quite big on emojis until I saw the Emoji Movie that came out recently. And if you have kids, they've seen that, probably seen the movie, but never done emojis that much, because after I heard Soap Digest talked about it, I was just curious about it. And I told a couple of Days fans and a couple of people from my other show that Carly does, it was worth the 99 cents.
Oh, yeah. It's only 99 cents. And the emojis, they are spot on. Most of those, the likenesses are very good on most of the characters that they have. Did you think so? I thought so, too.
You wouldn't believe what I said about Nadia, because I said this to her and to her mom, that Chloe never looked this good.
And Kate has her blue streak. They gave her the blue streak.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
The wrong side,
I told Marcy Miller and Sal Sora and Camille Bennett, they need to come out with a Gabby, Abigail, and Lonnie app. Emoji.
They eventually, I think, are going to do a lot. Most of the characters, they're just little bit so many at a time, I guess.
Right.
And
right,
they have the Sammy Slap and the Nicole and Sammy Slap and Gary and Sammy.
It's hard to just actually know Nicole's thing, because one, Ariana Zucker is no longer on the show, and I don't even know if she is actually involved in that app or not for now. But going back to the commissioner, have anyone even thought maybe Lonnie might be the perfect candidate? Because I never thought that Lonnie might be the perfect candidate. I mean,
too young.
You think that she might be a little bit too young.
Yeah, probably
for that.
Too young. Yeah.
Right. Or JJ, but then again, he might be too young for that too.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the way Young and the Restless Days uses Young and the Restless actors? Why don't they bring Paul Williams over? for commissioner?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is. Oh,
well,
I know.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yeah,
Doug
who is that?
Doug Davis?
Oh,
well, it seems
okay.
Kind of fair since you got Irene Davidson coming over there and working on that show at the same time. And but you also, but I never thought that maybe Justin might be possibly a good candidate for commissioner. I know he's an attorney, but I never thought he might be perfect.
No, I don't think he'd want to do that.
Yeah.
But
speaking
I don't
of, because I know.
I think it will be interesting to see what Hope and Rafe do.
Yeah, depending on if either one of them gets it, how it's going to affect their relationship. And you know, and another thing we didn't is Hope. She's dogging. She's putting off the marriage. Now, why is that? She don't.
Yeah.
She don't want to get. She don't want to set a date. And everybody, even JJ's asking. Everybody asked her. Well, so when you're setting a date, her dad came in. Doug came in. And Rafe just looks at her every time somebody asks her. Well, when are you married? Set a date. Yeah, and
well,
Rafe's ready to go, like, right now and get married.
Well, what's
going
to take
her.
Hope and Rafe to realize they're going to get married? Do they have to just wait till Sierra comes back for that? And speaking of Sierra, it's going to be interesting with what the new Sierra does, because I know she's done a couple of Lifetime movies, and I haven't seen her Lifetime movie, unlike the Kate Manson movie that I've seen in the last couple of months. On Lifetime, but maybe I might get a chance to DVR it or watch it on if it reruns on Lifetime or the Lifetime Movie Network, because I don't have the Lifetime Movie Club app. But it's going to be interesting to see what this Sierra can do, because I kind of look forward to it, but since we're going to have to wait till Christmas for that, it's going to be awfully interesting with how they're going to play out the younger set, especially over the love triangle between Claire, Theo, and Tripp, and everything else.
I just thought
I wanted to call in to just talk about the app.
That was a good idea. That was smart. Whoever thought of that, and I guess Greg May has a lot to do with it.
Like I said, in
okay,
the beginning,
thanks.
I was never that much of a emoji fan or used emojis that much until after I saw the Emoji Movie that came out this summer, and when I heard about this in Soap Digest, because it was, like I said, worth the 99 cents worth it, because I just had a choice. I could either wait for another Olivia Keegan, Claire Brady song to be on sale for iTunes and buy that with my 99 cents, or just download at 99 cents.
I'm sure it'll be coming.
Or download at 99 cents to watch the Pittsburgh Penguins or the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Pittsburgh Pirates the rest of the year. And so I elected to go for a Days app for 99 cents as opposed to downloading music or getting something that I didn't want added onto my Forest Service that I had to pay $500 for a year's subscription to. But anyway, I'll let you all go.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Bobby.
Okay, thanks.
And I'm just a little behind on days, so I might start watching again because of the hurricanes that have been going through the area with the president and with the situation with North Korea. I just didn't want NBC News or local channels since we've lived so far from so close to the beaches preempt days for that. But anyways, you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, have a great night.
Thanks, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Bobby.
Thanks for calling, Bobby.
Yeah, those emojis were really, that was a good idea. Smart idea.
Hey, Jen, I'm going to ask Jen real quick.
Go ahead, Jen.
So you really like Eric and Jennifer, right?
Yes.
Do you think they're going to be end game in quotes?
I hope so.
Yeah, I really do like them.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Maybe it'll be Chloe and Brady. I don't know if Brady's ever going to
with
anybody.
Victor
I don't know.
Victor will be equally happy. Victor will be just as happy with that pairing as he is with Nicole and Brady. I can hardly wait. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess we still have, and Bonnie still hasn't been found out yet, so that'll be interesting to see how that all plays out too with the yeah. Sheila and that. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we haven't. We that wasn't on at all this week. So.
Yeah.
I'd love to see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did see a spoiler for next week about Condre has the discussion about their marriage.
Oh.
So I don't know. They might be
Ooh.
Catching things up a little bit. I don't know. Or they come to an agreement or something. So that's coming up next week, too.
Oh, we need
the bachelor
need
party.
To be,
and,
oh, good.
And that. There's two. Yeah, there. Uh-huh. And then something with with Kate and Andre have a discussion of, you know, so.
Mm.
Yeah, we need them to get back to their little
fun
snarky stuff again.
Yes.
And they're. Instead of, they just
yes,
were too nasty
yes.
to each other before, so.
Yeah, a little too much, yeah.
So.
Okay,
what do you
any,
guys,
any,
go ahead, Jen.
What do you guys think of that guy, Jason? I think they ought to keep him.
Oh, the guy that came into the center?
Yeah.
The one that took.
Oh, hell yeah. I was like, oh, heck yes. Yes.
He was pretty good.
He was off. You're talking about the guy who had to go to prison for 6 months.
Yeah.
One that Eric helped. Because he was drunk.
Yeah,
driving,
I was gonna say he's another mm-hmm. one casting wise that's really impressed me. Like, you know, it takes a really good actor to pull you in that quickly. And I was like, Wait, don't go
at
so
first.
Soon. Where are you going, Jason? You know,
like, don't leave.
I wanted to know more about him and all. And I thought, wow, what a good actor that he uh-huh. made that impression like that. I liked him a lot. In fact, I almost think it would make sense for him to be working at the center, with them or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or else maybe he could just work out at the gym shirtless with Eric, I don't know. Notice the theme. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so bad. No, but yeah, I'm glad you remembered his name because I couldn't remember his name, but I really liked him. So definitely. We need to find a way for him to be incorporated into Salem for sure. Find that man a job. let's see. Yep, so... Yeah, so, I mean, this week was just full of lots of mentions of history, you know, of characters from the past and history and all layered with things. I just love it. I just drink it up.
I'm imagining you guys feel
that way, too, because we're all, like, old school Dave fans and watched for a long time. Don't you just love that they – and you know what? It doesn't take any more time. It doesn't take up any more time. This is the funny thing. You know – it doesn't take up one more minute of time during the week of the hours that they have that they program to do that. It takes talent and knowledge to do that.
Yep.
And they're doing it.
And decent writing.
Yeah.
So that's what I meant.
You can tell
the writing. I meant in the writing department that it takes talent and knowledge, like the combination of a talent and the knowledge, the history that, like, Sherry and Ryan, those guys have. So,
mm-hmm.
And then the Coolitons, too. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes they'll say things that I've forgotten. Like, I completely forgot. I mean, I remember Faye Walker, definitely. In fact, I swear she's still locked in the basement. But one of the Demiras has her locked in the basement at the mansion, and someday save her. They're feeding her through a tube or something. But, you know, seriously, I would love for her to come back from the dead. But like, I forgot about that. And it was so interesting to me as a fan to see those scenes with Nicole and Abe and be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Brandon was her half-brother. And Abe was his father's, right? Is that right, Brandon?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With Faye.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Faye. So, I mean, but that was really cool and unexpected. There's a lot of, like, unexpected nuances that I'm just really loving.
Yes.
So that's my last piece. Jen, did you have anything, any last comments that you want to make or thoughts?
No, I think we covered it.
Okay, great. And Carrie, what about you?
She just texted. She had to go.
Oh,
she has work in the morning.
Oh,
yeah, she just
leave.
Texted
okay.
me.
Okay.
Yeah, she just left. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to get her. Okay. Great. It was so great to have her back. And then, Marianne, did you have any last thoughts?
No, I can't think of anything else that we didn't cover. So I was just kind of curious to find
lots
out what happens
stuff.
Next week, I guess. Yeah.
Woohoo. I'm definitely going to have to watch that Friday's episode because I'm dying to see that now.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Jen.
I'm waiting to see.
And Jen, they can.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I know the time's already over, but is it still recording or something? I don't know. Your handle
I think it still records.
REX JDK.
JDK.
Huh?
REX.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
JDK, yeah. So you can find Jen there. And thank you for calling in. You always have great thoughts and great things to share. And all right. Well,
all right.
Have a nice rest of the weekend, guys.
You too.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.